Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of your Italian-American moment. I am your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn. Today, my guest is John Cavallone, the author of From Sassano to 48th and Federal Street, An Italian Migration to America at the Turn of the 20th Century. John,
hello.
Great to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. And you are the author of this book, which we will obviously get into. But first, tell me about your background, where you're from and all that.
Well, I'm the South Side, from the South Side Italians.
Chicago?
Of Chicago.
Of Chicago. South
yeah.
Side of Chicago. Okay.
Born and raised in Chicago.
Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it an area with a lot of Italian Americans at the time when you grew up?
Actually, I'm learning that there were more Italian American families that were actually from Sassano that were in my neighborhood at Ripewood, the Ashburn neighborhood, 79th and Western. They must have migrated in that direction from 48th and Federal Street as the generations went on. They ended up in that area.
Okay, and where's the family from in Italy?
Sassano, which is in Campania, the region of Campania.
How far is that from Naples?
Naples, about 95 miles southeast.
All right, and where's the rest of the family from?
The rest of my family, from my mother's side, Bampietro in Sicily, and Nicosia from Sicily, that's my mom's side. And then the other part of my dad's side is Pico, which is near Rome. I forget the name of the region.
Lazio.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they're a little bit all over. And I kind of recall you said you had never been to Italy. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It's definitely on my list.
I have to get at least to Sassano after going through all these records.
That we will learn. Yes, you have to go to Sassano. But if you're going to go, you go to Rome. Mm-hmm. See Rome and then go to Sassano.
Okay.
At the very least. I mean, if you could spend 6 months and go all over, even better.
Yeah.
But now, I know you had told me that you had an experience or you had a little bit of an epiphany, type of a rebirth of your Italian-Americanness. Tell me about that.
Well, I would hang out at my aunt, my father's sister, and she married a Sassanese man, Rosario DeMille. He was born in Sassano, and between the two of them telling me about the area and everything, and this was more so after I was an adult when my daughter got an assignment to research the family and find out where they came from and why did they come to America.
And this was like a high school assignment?
This is
or
actually a junior high.
Oh, a junior high assignment. Okay.
Yeah, she was going to Worth Junior High. And Mr. Wall, her social studies teacher, asked us of the class. And, of course, I was brought in. I brought her to my aunt and uncle.
So prior to that, though, you didn't really have...
My parents, both sides, they were Americanized. The stories that we hear of Americans continuing the tradition didn't exist in my family. So,
well, let me ask you this, though. So... it sounds like because you had this uncle through marriage mm-hmm. that was actually from Italy and from the town, this kind of maybe obviously it influenced your aunt uh-huh. and made her family perhaps a little more ethnically Italian, which therefore then you kind of got in with them and,
right.
and started searching. So if maybe your aunt wouldn't have married somebody that was actually from Italy, she might not have had that... in her family as well, correct? I mean,
probably not. Probably,
it,
I'm sure it influenced because, of course, my father married an Italian, and there wasn't. They were American, so you know, I knew I was Italian.
And
but
not that that's a bad thing, but we're just
right,
you know,
not, right,
it, we're just saying
bad,
that right. it's you didn't grow up with a real like major Italian influence,
right.
is what you're saying,
correct?
And then when your daughter was in junior high.
We did the research.
Kind of got into this.
And I ran with the project because all she needed to do is find out who came over and why. And I ultimately wanted to know more. I wanted to keep going back as far as I can go.
A little match under your blank blank. All right. Okay, so from this point on now, are you thinking, you're not thinking book, you're just thinking, I want to know more.
I want to know more and I want to help.
Help who?
I want to help those with Italian background.
Specifically from Sassano or just in general?
Just in general.
Because I'm a regular nice guy, are you?
I try to be. I try to be. I think we should hang on to our culture. I'm afraid that the further we move forward, that, and again, not that it's a bad thing to be American.
No, it isn't. But I
see my Greek friends and my Hispanic friends, they hang on to who they were, you know, and I want to see the Italians hang on to who they were as well.
Well, that's why I brought up about this uncle of yours, because I think that had a major impact on this whole scenario. Mm-hmm. Because I got to be honest, it sounds like if your aunt would have married John Smith, I don't know if you're not going to find that beginning research and maybe that beginning drive. I don't know.
Right.
Possibly.
Possibly. But yeah, he's been a major influence in me understanding the town and understanding the culture and the way things were. It was difficult in southern Italy for a long time. And America was the answer to many.
And like our close dear friend says, Dominic Condoloro, every day that goes by, we are one less day removed from Italy.
Correct.
And now we're not talking even days, we're talking years, we're talking decades, we're talking centuries for some. I mean, literally.
Right.
So, I mean, you're talking about a family and you say, hey, my family came here in 1900. It's 2020.
Right.
It's 120 years ago. I mean, that's a long time. So, yes, we do need to do what we can to hold on to this.
Right.
Yes.
So, when I donated a copy of the book after I published it to Casa Italia, Dominic asked me.
Who's a curator of the library at Casa Italia in Stone Park, Illinois, which is the kind of the home of the Italian community and the Italian Cultural Center.
Right. And he asked me if I had experience publishing on Amazon, which my book is an Amazon published book. And I told him I'd be more than happy to help, anybody author their books and get it out on Amazon. So I'm part of a team there that helps.
Well, all kidding aside, thank you. And I think that's wonderful that you're part of that and you want to give back. And we need more people like yourself. And there is it seems to be growing. I don't know. It seems like over there that it's growing in numbers that, we're getting more interested people. And they're like, sure, I want to be a part of this. And I'm encouraged. It's definitely it's going in the right direction. Your profession is?
I support technology in education. So right now I'm employed at Proviso High School District. And I help the teachers and the students and administration.
So you're a techie guy.
I'm a techie guy.
You're a techie guy. Okay. I'm going to assume that being a techie guy, for lack of a better description, had a help with this project, correct?
It did. It helped me put the book together. It helped me research because there's special ways that you Google, you search terms and stuff. So it helped
you
me.
You type
there.
In, I'm a techie guy, and then Google there, says, oh,
there
be
you
careful
go.
With this guy. Okay. You had told me, when you told me, though, that you had never been to Italy, I was shocked because I just assumed a book of this type would have required one to go directly to the source and get those old books out and start researching. You did it all without that. Now, you mentioned about encounters online with others like yourself. Tell us about that.
Well, when I, a few years ago, I had found that they started publishing some of the Italian records online. FamilySearch.org was one of the websites.
Now, are these standard records, meaning they're birth?
Your civil birth, marriage, and death records are, that started because of Napoleon. He required registration of these events in the early 1800s.
Is that right? Napoleon.
So, yeah, Napoleon is the reason why we have the civil records. So those records, those civil records starting in 1809, are online at familysearch.org and Antonetti, the Antonetti website. And I wanted to see if anybody else was doing Sassano research. So I Googled Sassano genealogy. And Peter Barbella's Sassano project was one of the search results. So I got to speaking with Peter Barbella. He lives in Littleton, Massachusetts. And
now, is he someone like yourself that's a descendant of this town and just had this interest? And
yes.
Okay, so this was great that you met, you know, someone like you and could be very helpful.
Oh, he was extremely helpful. He had visited Sassano, I believe, about 2014. And he met up with a gentleman that he asked to film all the church records. So the civil records only go to 1809. The church records that he paid somebody to photograph for him go back to the mid-1600s.
Mid-1600s they were keeping records?
Yes.
Okay.
So he had already started to index these records, and he had seen that I had a major interest. And he's like, all right, I'm going
to give you... And this wasn't like a threat to him or anything like that. He didn't take it like, oh,
no, I don't know.
He was very helpful.
He was very helpful.
That's nice.
And so he asked me to give him a sample of some indexing that I would do. And he liked it. And I'm part of the project along with Pasquale Sorello. The three of us are indexing all the church records and all the civil records.
Where is he located?
He's located in New York.
So three guys in three different cities, and this is all because of online and...
Yep. These indexes are available through Google Sheets. So anybody can, if they reach out to us or they Google, they'll find this these indexes. And then the church records are also, he's put them online as well.
Did you guys talk on the phone, or was this all like emails?
It started out as email. We've Skyped a couple of times, and we're currently helping other Sassano people, descendants, trace the
records. That's wonderful. You're like the ambassadors of Sassano. And you know, it's great that's the beauty of modern technology.
It is.
Because I'm assuming that if this is 1970, you're never having an encounter with these guys because you never meet them.
Right.
You would have no idea.
Exactly. And finding the records, going through pages and pages of physical record, it would take forever, you know, or you'd be paying a researcher astronomical amounts of money.
Very nice. Well, how long did the book take to complete?
The book itself probably took about 4 or 5 months to complete, but the research has been going on essentially since 2002.
Now, you're not done with this, correct?
No, I don't think there's a completion because it's taken on a life of its own. I've traced the family all the way back to the 1600s, a marriage document. As a matter of fact, today, 348 years later,
yes,
my seventh great grandparents married in January 18th.
That's incredible.
1672.
Who was the best man?
I'm
just kidding.
Yeah, no. But we would.
That is incredible. That really is.
It is.
The book is just the Sassano people to Chicago.
Right.
Is it specifically just 48th and Federal Street? So, like, if there were Sassano people that ended up on the north side, did you say, well, to hell with them, they're on the north side, and they like the Cubs, so...
Well,
you
know, what...
I cannot associate with these people.
Right. What I have found that everybody from Sassano settled on a three-block area, 47th to 50th, on Federal Street. That whole strip of Italians...
And where does Federal Street run? Because I am a north sider, I'm sorry, so I'm not familiar with it.
That is like three blocks... west of State Street.
Oh, okay. Okay, so they were close to State, close.
Right.
And 50 at 49, 48. Okay, I see. Okay.
Yes. So, and they were on Dearborn as well, which is another it more towards State Street.
La Federal, doesn't run all the way north.
No.
It has to stop because I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's not. Downtown is...
Is it?
Is it. You know, okay. There is a... I used to work at one of the federal buildings, and I saw the Federal Street there. But it goes... I don't know how far south it goes. But it doesn't appear to go very far south. That area, that three-block area, the Italians ended up getting pushed out because Federal Housing Authority bought that land and built the Robert Taylor homes in the late 50s, early 60s.
And then they just dispersed and went everywhere?
And they, yeah, right.
I see.
And so going back to that area, Ashburn, Chicago, I'm finding out that Stavola, who I went to school with, Rabino, that I went to high school with, they all lived in that area,
and our descendants.
They are descendants. As a matter of fact, they're cousins.
So at the time when you're in high school with these guys, nobody knew that, wow, all our relatives
are from
this one. How big is this town to Sassano?
It maxed out about 5,000 people.
And today?
About 5,000
people. Oh, there's about 5,000 people.
Right.
Okay, so it's not a tiny, tiny town. You know, there are towns in Italy that have, 300 people.
Right.
I mean, so there's 5,000 people, okay. And then some people, I'm assuming, settled in the out east in New York.
Oh yeah, they're like Peter Barbella's family in New York, Massachusetts area, New Jersey. As a matter of fact, I'm working with a Camerano family now in New Jersey, helping him find his roots as well.
Are they putting together books like yours about specifically those areas or not?
No, it seems just right now they're trying to find their roots.
Okay, so the Sassano project?
Yes.
Is an ongoing project.
It's going to be a while before we finish the indexing of all the records. The church records from 1600 are pretty much finished, but we're working on the civil records. I would think that this year we'll be done with that, but we're building the family tree.
And
we,
you guys
want to interconnect everybody.
And you guys have yet to actually sit at a table together?
Yeah, we still have to sit at the table.
So this is all
online.
The online emails, occasional Skypes, this and that.
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
Okay, so tell us if someone is interested in the Sassano project, what do they do? If there's someone out there that goes, wow, you know what? My relatives are from Sassano originally. My descendants, what do they do?
Well, they can reach out to me, johncA, V as in Victor, A-L-L-O-N-E, @gmail.com. They can Google the Sassano project, and they'll get the results.
Okay, and I'm going to spell Sassano just in case. So it's S-A-S-S-A-N-O. So they can Google Sassano project.
Mm-hmm. We're working on putting it on a website. That hasn't happened just yet.
You think that's...
That's in the future, yeah.
And then if they specifically, maybe Chicago people from the South Side, Chicago White Sox loving type of people, I kid, but if you're not from Chicago, you don't understand what I'm saying, but if you're from Chicago, there's a big thing with the North Side and the South Side, and the South Side's the White Sox fans, and the North Side's the Cubs fans, and they kid a lot because there's a lot of... who's kidding? Well, there's a lot of hatred. Being honest. But, okay, specifically your book, if someone's interested, what do they do?
Well, they can, once again, either contact me at my email address, or the book is available on Amazon, Kindle, and paperback.
Sassano 248 and Federal Street.
That is correct, yes.
You have to put in the other rest of the title?
No. Just if Amazon search Sassano to 48th, it'll come right up.
And you are definitely in the long haul of the Sassano Project.
Oh, yeah.
Casa Italia.
Are you?
Your Italian roots.
My Italian roots. Every day it's an obsession.
Really? An obsession?
Yes.
Wow. Your wife's okay with this?
Sometimes,
she's sitting about 3 feet from me, but, you know.
sometimes she gets neglected, I admit it. But
takes up a lot of your time?
Yes, it does. I'd say a couple hours a day I put into it at least.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow. She gets a minor reward or something. Every day, a couple hours. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this really hits you
deeply.
Yeah. Now, do you have siblings?
I have one sister, yes.
Is it the same for her or no?
No. It's this is
I'm, like not at all for her?
No.
Okay. I mean, just being honest, nothing wrong with that, but
the family, when I started to do the work, it turned into a couple of family reunions, and they love, you know, they love the information, but they know it. You have to dedicate time. You have to dedicate a lot.
Well, everything worthwhile, you know, it takes time, and it's not easy.
No.
Have you had descendants of the Taliesin to know, maybe contact you and say?
Not yet.
No?
Not yet. I would expect towns surrounding, as time went on, there has to be crossover, but I haven't yet. I mean, I've helped other people with their Italian genealogy unrelated to this, but...
Sounds like there was a pretty good number of people that came from Sassano that ended up in this neighborhood, and now, granted, they're all over the place, but there has to be a lot of descendants, assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Probably thousands.
Absolutely thousands. Absolutely. And most likely, you know, there's that chance that we've been 120 years later that they don't know.
There is definitely that chance, that for sure, which is really sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad, like, that they don't, you know, they may know, well, we're from somewhere around Naples because Naples is the huge city, but they really don't know where.
Right.
And that's sad. So, yeah.
Yeah. But if you search hard enough, you don't
give
up. You
can find it.
You can find your connection.
And I would assume that you now, with his knowledge, could be very helpful to someone that just came to you and said, I know we're from this area.
Absolutely.
You probably could find it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm definitely willing to help.
And you know what? Casa Italia, specifically every Wednesday, what time do you meet? Like 11 to 5 at Casa Italia in Stone Park, 3800 West Division. There is a group of people, volunteers, and the curator is Dominic Candeloro, and they'd be more than happy to help people to find this information.
Yep, they're definitely into holding on to that Italian heritage.
Well, great. Well, John, you know, I really find it it's fascinating, and I really respect it, and I think it's great, and I hope that you become like a domino effect to a lot of people
that are,
you know, 100% Italian origin, but it's been so long, and you know, you kind of lose it, and I hope they kind of come back. Search those roots and have the pride that you have. I would love it.
It's a great feeling to have those roots.
And it's a great thing to be a part of.
Absolutely.
For sure. So thank you once again. I really appreciate it. And to all, remember, as always, stay proud.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned. That wall could fall.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes.
He had high hopes.
He had high apple pie in the sky hopes. So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Problems just there goes another problem curve.
Oops, there goes another problem curve.
Oops, there goes.